Now let's talk to our coach, Dick Baumgartner, proclaimed as one of the best young coaches in Indiana. Let's ask him what he thought of his Athenian basketball team of this 1958-59 season.
I was very pleased with the basketball boys this year. I thought that they did a real fine job this year, considering their lack of experience. We only had one boy back from last year's squad, but I thought they did a real fine job. They ended up with 22 wins and 4 losses. Special award winners this year were Bill Burgess, best rebounder. Bill averaged probably 15 to 16 rebounds per game. Bill was also chosen the most valuable player. The captain this year was Bill Dickerson, and Bill Dickerson also won the Best Attitude Trophy. Bill's attitude for 3 years that I had him was tremendous. I thought he had a real, real fine attitude. John Hesser won the Free Throw Award that the Boosters Club donates every year, and Tom Elmore won the trophy for the Most Improved Player. I thought the team boys did a real fine job for us all year long and were very deserving in winning these different trophies. In closing, I'd like to thank the student body again for the fine support that they gave us this year, and I hope that they give us just as much and more next year, and I hope we can have another successful season next year.
Porgy and Bess was one of the most successful programs given at CHS this year. Steve, let's go back and listen to part of that concert. Closing events of the school year was launched by the Junior Senior Banquet. Do you remember that, Anne? I remember Mr. Husband was speaker of the evening, and he presented his own awards for the year. What happened next?
Well, then the senior class poll was taken by the juniors. Let's read the results.
All right. I see that Most Talented was awarded to Dave Brandkamp and Marlene Everson.
The class wits were Steve Davis and Peggy Smith.
Ho, ho. And Most Athletic went to Don Mannion and Melinda Rivers.
Best All Around was awarded to Steve Morrison, and Susie Bonwell was the girl.
Most Likely to Succeed went to John Parks and Sandy Groves.
The two best dressed seniors were Johnny Doyle and Francie Utterback.
After this, the senior class presented the senior class play, You the Jury, a courtroom drama in 3 acts.
And then came prom. The theme was Oriental Interlude this year, and the decorations were just beautiful. I'll never forget that we could hardly recognize any of the boys all slicked up in their rented tuxedos.
And I remember how thrilled the girls were about their wilted dandelions.
Al Kolbein and the Midlanders played wonderful music, and we danced all night.
Before we leave this school year, we should hear a few words from Crawfordsville High School's own King Louie, the respected principal, Mr. Darst.
Steve, I'd like to compliment the student body and Crawfordville High School for their fine achievements during this 1958-59 school year. First, academically, since the school is here primarily for academic purposes. And second, in field of activities in areas as art, agriculture, speech, athletics, music, and science. I'd also like to compliment your class, the class of 1959, for their fine attitudes and general school citizenship. We, the staff of Crawfordville High School, wish you all well in the competition of life.
Thank you, Mr. Darst. And then came commencement. We see the seniors walking up to the platform to accept their diplomas. Judy Shear, one of the commencement speakers.
Mark Mound, the concert choir president, is planning to go to Illinois Wesleyan.
Tom McGee, the number one man on our golf team, who is going to attend Wabash.
Martha Summer, going to Miami University in Ohio, was the editor of the school paper.
And many, many others whose names should be read, who contributed so much to the class of 1959. But these are just a few to prove that our class is going on to bigger and better things. Farewell, Crawfordville High School.